ගරු වෛද්‍යේශ ශ්‍රී භවානන්ද රාජා මන්ත්‍රීතුමා, ඔබතුමාට විනාඩි 8ක කාලයක් ලැබෙනවා.
Honorable presiding member, thank you very much for granting this opportunity to me to speak the matters related to the National Medicine Regulatory Authority. Honorable presiding member, I rise today to address the House on the matter of great national concern, that is the rising cost of the medicine and the urgent need to strengthen the role of the National Medicine Regulatory Authority, that is NMRA, in ensuring fair, affordable and accessible health care to all the citizens in this country. Honorable presiding member, access to the essential medicine is a fundamental right for every citizen. Yet today, many families are struggling to afford to buy drugs which are need to survive. The sharp increase in the medicine prices over the past years has placed an unbearable burden to the ordinary citizens, particularly poor, the elderly, and those who with non-communicable disease, that is chronic illnesses. While the global market fluctuations, import cost, and the currency depreciation have contributed these price increases, where we must also recognize the critical role of the domestic regulation. The NMRA was established to ensure all the medicine available in Sri Lanka are safe, effective and reasonably priced. However, due to institutional weaknesses, insufficient oversight and monitoring, and limited enforcement capacity, this authority has not always been able to fulfill the mandate effectively in the past. Honorable presiding member, we must take decisive action to strengthen the NMRA so that we can play a central role in reducing medicine prices through transparency, efficiency and evidence-based regulation. So it is a time to fix the MRP and MCP should be fixed for to take actions. Firstly, the NMRA should develop and implement a scientifically grounded and transparent pricing formula for essential medicines. This formula must consider international reference prices, local production cost, and reasonable profit margins for the importers and the pharmacies. By doing so, we can ensure fairness both to consumers and to the suppliers. Secondly, the authority must expand and modernize its monitoring mechanisms. A digital system for price surveillance, registration and market review should be established to identify unjustified price hikes in real time. Such a system will prevent artificial shortages and speculative pricing. Thirdly, the Honorable presiding member, we must encourage local pharmaceutical manufacturing also. The NMRA, together with the Ministry of Health and the Ministry of Industry, should prioritize the fast-track registration of the high-quality, locally-produced medicines. Strengthening domestic production will reduce dependence of imports and protect our economy from global rise price. Fourthly, the greater transparency and accountability within the NMRA are essential. The prices of the process of the medicine registration, approval and pricing should be made fully public. All decisions should be based on scientific evaluation and subject to independent audit. Public confidence in the NMRA must be restored through the openings open this integrity. The quality of the drug also very much important. These to evaluate a quality of the medicine, the internationally standard quality control laboratory should be established to evaluate the drugs which are used in Sri Lanka. I know when I was as a director in the hospital, as administrator, first we will get a lot of drugs from the MSD, and after 3 or 4 days we will get another notification that this much of batch of these medicines are not up to the standard or it is substandard, so withdraw this immediately. So this type of cases will cause a lot of money loss to the country, and also give the burden to the patients. Honorable members, another vital step of the strengthened consumer awareness also very much important. The public should have easy access to the updated list of approved medicine and their maximum retail prices published in online or displayed in all the pharmacies. Informed consumers are empowered. Consumers and the transparency will itself help drive prices down through competition and accountability. Further, NMRA should collaborate closely with the State Pharmaceutical Corporation and the State Pharmaceutical Manufacturing Corporation to ensure continuous supply of affordable essential drugs across the island. The government bulk purchasing and generic substitution can further reduce the cost of the for patients. It is not merely an economic issue. It is a moral imperative, and affordability of medicine directly affects health, productivity and dignity of our people. So we can't allow the system where life-saving drugs are priced beyond the reach of those who need them most. Therefore, I urge the House to support legislative and administrative measures to strengthen the NMRA and enhance the independence, modernize its operation, and empower to regulate medicine prices with the fairness and firmness. Lastly, to all the members, every rupee saved in this medicine is a rupee saved for the family's well-being. So every reform we make today will bring relief to the thousands of Sri Lankans tomorrow. Thank you, Honorable President.